Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading 2 Chronicles 17 through 20. When times of crisis come to your family, how do you respond? Does the pressure pull you apart or weld you closer together? Do you find yourself praying less as a family or more? Gather your family together to discuss a crisis you are facing. Allow each person to pray for God's strength and wisdom. You'll find your love deepening for the God to whom you pray, as well as for the people with for whom you pray. That is, of course, from today's My Daily Walk. And I just think it's so important to really, when we face a crisis, how do you respond? Some self-awareness there. I find this advice so important. My mom's family in Chile went through numerous crises, and not only would they never talk about them, lots of family secrets, they basically pretended that they never happened. It reminded me of the song, "We Don't Talk About Bruno," from the movie Encanto. It has caused major distress and issues for many of them. So I am now a huge proponent for communicating through a crisis in a calm manner, which includes discussing how the situation makes family members feel. A great lesson that we can learn from Jehoshaphat. So I'm including more on all of this in a link from gotquestions.org. Jehoshaphat is still considered a good and godly king, but his reign ended rather badly. He kept trying to build an alliance with Israel, even though the kings of Israel were obviously wicked. Jehoshaphat worshiped the Lord and led his people in seeking the Lord, but the hearts of the people were never fully changed. They reverted to pagan practices. King Jehoshaphat was unable to pass his faith on to his son Jehoram, who reigned after him. Jehoram started by killing all of his brothers, and then he made an alliance with Israel by marrying the daughter of Ahab. Yikes! Very convicting on the parenting front, as well as knowing that being a good person isn't always enough. It takes more than just being a good person, and that's where your faith is so important and your personal relationship with God. Whew, those are some emotional and deep things. So I hope this is helping and not convicting. Remember, conviction doesn't come from God, that comes from Satan. He will correct and move you toward a relationship with Jesus and God. Tomorrow is 2 Chronicles 21 through 25. Happy reading. This episode is made possible in part by Arkansas Filter. Arkansas Filter has been serving the state of Arkansas for over 40 years. They sell and service a full suite of commercial, industrial, and residential filters. They are also one of the largest suppliers of UV lights, Gates belts, and HVAC chemicals and cleaners. They partner with HVAC and engineering firms to provide a variety of services and pride themselves on customer service both during and after the sale. More information at arkansasfilter.net, and of course, we've included a link in the podcast description.